facing your fears head on. That's pretty much the theme right now in the pond, I think. Facing your fears head first, face to face with your fear. It could be anything. It could be anything. What brought this up was there's always a precognition in the hologram. Somebody brought up the word adventure. Then I watched a few videos about people on adventure. And then somebody sent me a text about an adventure they went on. And it's like, it was these adventures. Some of these adventures are, out of the comfort zone, you know. When you get out of your comfort zone, you're pretty much facing a fear, right? When you step out of your comfort zone, you're facing off with an unknown, and usually an unknown is a fear. This could apply, facing unknowns could apply in a new job, a new city, a new way of thinking, a new study. For the longest time, you know, I went to school for math, but for some reason logarithms were hard to grasp, you know, and I said, okay, I'm gonna face that unknown today. And as I was watching some videos about logarithms, somebody sent me a text about facing something out of the comfort zone. And it made me realize that everybody goes through this. Now, here's the deal. Do you face it with faith, or do you cower down and run away from it? Do you face that thing that's not comfortable by faith, or do you cower down and turn away or shy away from it? That's the common experience. There's no new human experience. And the reason you know that is because the Bible says there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. So if all temptations are common to man, then all victories are common to man. All faith is common to man. In other words, there's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. So when somebody has to enter into faith, or when somebody faces a struggle or an obstacle or an unknown or a fear or stepping out of a comfort zone or going into an unknown, it's all the same experience. Now, it has to do with your internal, but as you step, each time you step into faith, you know, you face something day after day, moment after moment. You face off with something. And as you do that, you start to, and if you're aware of your inner man, so let's say there's something you're dreading or facing or whatever, and you know it's got to be done, or you know, and you just step into it. And if you're aware of what happens around you once you step into it, you start to see that the universe or God or whatever you want to call it starts to flow with you. Things just start to fall into place. I'll give you an example. So I had to do, this was actually yesterday. I had a situation where electrical, you know, my degrees and my minors in EE, and I did electrical work for many years and was an estimator. But I got faced with a electrical challenge because the wiring in a house was old and I couldn't figure out what happened, you know. So I had to figure out a way, right, to get things going again. Hold on a second. tried to face off with a problem that didn't make sense. And so I thought, okay, do I drill a hole, go under the house, do I run a new circuit? What do I need to do? You know, I was sitting there just questioning my mind. So I was sitting there turning it over in my mind. So I said, you know, let me just go look at the problem. Because I looked at it on the inside, and I said, let me just go look at the outside situation. And sure enough, I faced the problem, and sure enough, there was a circuit ran to a 220 that could be converted over to a 110. And it's safe because the wiring is bigger, you know. You know, a 110 circuit's number 12 wire, 220 circuits is a 16 gauge wire more, right? And so it's like, boom, problem solved. So you start to see, once you just look at the problem, face it head on, step out in faith, go after it, things start to work, things start to play out, and it just starts to flow, really. And like I said in the one video, if the problem shows up, it's because there was a solution before the problem ever showed up. The issue is, do we abide in that truth? By faith? Or do we abide in fear based on lies? This is real. Now, if this is real, I know this is hard to grasp. But if there's a problem, it's because the solution was first. The lamb slain before the foundation world. Jesus is a savior. He holds all, by him all things consist. He's holding it all together. If there is a problem, there is a solution. The solution was there before the problem. The only reason the problem appears is to give you an opportunity to exercise your faith in this simulated training program. When the problem appears, it's a solution. It's an opportunity for you to exercise the sine wave, to collapse the wave function, to step in faith. Let me say it again. If I say it in a different way, different people understand things in different. Whether it's a fear, whether it's a phobia, whatever it is, and you can't see how to get through it, you can't see how to escape it, you don't know the way around it. Whatever it is, that's the negative part of the sine wave. And what is the sine wave? The up and down, the ocean, the sea, the waves of the sea. If there's a negative part of the sine wave, there's a way out. You might say, well, I don't see the way out. There's a way out. And if you don't see it, go to other people. Learn from other people. Pray to God. Ask God. Think outside the box. Don't think according to the box logic. You have to think outside the box. So you get birthed out. In order to solve the same old problem, you have to be birthed out of the box and look at the problem from outside the box. And then when you step outside the box and look at the problem, it's easy. It's just like in calculus, this thing called a Laplace transform. So sometimes people are trying to solve these equations in time, and they change the variables to the S domain. And the S domain is outside of time, and then they solve the problem in the S domain, come back and solve it in the time domain really easy. You have to step out of time, look at it from a different perspective. Whatever the problem is, and you're going to face one pretty much every day of your life, I would say. If not every day, maybe every moment of every day, but if not every day, at least there's going to be a problem that comes up. And the only way you're going to be able to fix that problem is think outside the box, walk by faith, pray, find out how others solved it, ask God to reveal it, and be set free. I'm giving you just one example. So this year, from January to April, I lost about $1,000 on a stock. Now, I didn't know about stock options back then. If I'd have known about stock options, I could have recovered that money and let the option grow as the stock went down, you know. I could have sold some calls, but I didn't know about options. Nobody told me. And I had made my decision, I'm going to learn how to invest. I'm going to learn how to play the investment game, you know. And so I learned a lesson. I lost $1,000, but guess what? I gained it back after I learned this month. I gained it back in the last 30 days. I made it up, you know. And so how did I do it? I faced it head on. I didn't give up. I didn't give up. I faced the issue head first. And so that educational loss, $1,000 loss in the stock market, I gained back. I lost what? $1,000 over 5 months. I gained it back in 30 days. When you first think about options, it's like really kind of different. It's like, it's kind of like moving from algebra to calculus. It just don't make sense. And so then, but once you get your mind around options, the seller and the buyer of an option contract, then it's like you're free. You still have to make wise decisions because you can still lose money, but you can hedge against that loss, you know. And so when you're facing off with a danger, yes, you should have a hedge of some kind. You know, sometimes you don't have a hedge. Sometimes there's no hedge. You just have to step in by faith. But you have to count the cost, you know. The Bible talks about when you build a house, count the cost, because there is a cost to it. Like anything that's, let's say you start a new venture. You know there's going to be narcissistic psychopaths around trying to stop you in that new venture. So you have to be careful who you talk to, who you trust, who you tell. Let's say you're working a job and you have this opportunity to change jobs and make $20,000 more per year or something like that, or 10 or 50 or whatever it is. You don't tell your coworkers or your boss, because you don't know who's the narcissist. And you don't know what they're going to do to try to hijack that. They're going to be jealous that you're moving on. Not all of them, but the flesh creatures that you work with, they're going to be mad or jealous. They won't show it, but they deep down, they're going to try to stop you from your progress, whether it's learning the Bible, learning Greek, learning Hebrew, learning a new language, going a different direction. The narcissist wants you to stay a slave to their little world view. Just like the legalist, when you start to step in faith and get away from a works-based salvation and it's faith alone, you're going to be hindered by these legalistic narcissists who want to put you back under law and works and levels and ranks. They want you to be a slave. So when you're leaving the Pharaoh, when you're leaving Egypt, the Pharaoh is doing everything he can to keep you from leaving Egypt. You're going into the promised land, and the Pharaoh, the devil, and the demons, and the minions of the devil, they're going to do everything to stop you from entering into that promised land, that new identity, that new state, that new position. And when you push through to the other side, that new identity settles in, and then the battles that you face when you get through to the other side, they're not really anything compared to what you went through. When you really push through to get born again by faith, every other battle is easy, but over time you still face the battles increase, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not easy. You're saved by faith and you walk by faith. So your faith is tested by the devil and his demons. But you push on. You press it out. You press out that new identity. You press out that new position, that new calling, that new understanding, that new walk, that new standing, walk, calling, whatever you want to call it. The identity is really what it comes down to. You press out to your new state. And you just do it day by day, one day at a time. You face that fear. Yeah, but what if I receive Jesus? What about all my, I'm going to lose all my friends. I might lose my career because it's, let's say somebody in Hollywood that's wanting to get saved, but they're afraid to get saved because they're going to lose their money. Well, God will make another way of escape. There's always a way of escape. If you really want to do what God wants you to do, He will make a way of escape. You might not get rich. You might be poor. But you'll be rich in faith, you know.